This is the Alternative Media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth. The puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the Alternative Media.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, December 19th, 2020. We're in hour one of the broadcast. I'm going to be skipping all around. I've got a whole stack of news. I got several clips that I want to play if I have time to get to them, but I just wanted to say, opening up, you know, we're less than a week from Christmas. Christmas is this coming Friday, and I really took note in the last week that, one, I have seen practically no cars riding down the road with Christmas trees on them. I don't think I've even seen one. Here in this area, normally, there's like Christmas tree lots everywhere. I only know of one. I mean, normally, there would be like, you know, 15. The other thing is the churches, some of them are having outdoor nativity scenes, which is, you know, is not uncommon. That's not just totally COVID-19 related, but I believe the globalist wet dream they have finally achieved of maybe not completely removing Christmas, but certainly significantly changing the Christmas holidays. I mean, here in this area, we're being propagandized, I'm sure you are too, to the max. The evening news, local and world, NBC, Lester Holt, the hospitals are completely overrun. They're like in Los Angeles. Well, I happen to know a CNA in Los Angeles that works at one of the hospitals there. And we talked to him yesterday, and he said his hospital wasn't overrun at all. So, I mean, we are really digesting perhaps the most voluminous amount of complete BS, lies, and propaganda that we've ever, well, I don't know if you could say ever seen, because, I mean, you think about it. Look at how the media was in cahoots with the government to pull off the 9/11 scam. I mean, no matter what you think happened, the government's version of it's tantamount to a fairy tale. But yet, we know they done it, and I know there's practically no one in this audience that needs a rehash of the events of 9/11, because you guys are all experts in that field, as is most all RBN listeners. But I mean, if you really think about, they were able to pull that off. I mean, yeah, there was a lot of 9/11 truthers, but what? Nobody went to jail. They got away with it. Their goal, endless wars, justifying the surveillance of the American people, all of that came to fruition just like they wanted. And now fast forward here, we're hearing more and more discussion of COVID-19 certificates, vaccination certificates to be able to travel. They're going to start with international flights. And then, you know, like I've said for weeks, they're going to say, oh, the police got to have it. The nurses got to have it. We've seen them this week faking the doctor getting it. I mean, that was even on Drudge. They showed that on like Entertainment Tonight or so whatever comes on after the world news. We're seeing nurses just passing out after being vaccinated. Then they went on to say, now that's a nurse that works in a hospital. And they interviewed her and she said that she passes out all the time. She's passed out like six times in the last 6 weeks. You know, I don't believe you would last long at a hospital working as a nurse if you pass out once a week. I mean, wouldn't sooner or later you hit your head on something? I mean, I just, all of this, the whole thing just reeks. And then they've used the the COVID-19 to rig the election, mail-in ballots. I mean, I'm hearing people calling in, even to this network, and then to Rush Limbaugh and other people, talking about, you know, we got to let it go. We'll get them in 4 years. How are you going to get them in 4 years if now we're just going to sit back and accept the fact that what RBN host and listeners and callers has been saying for years is true, that the elections are just blatantly rigged, and this one was just blatantly rigged right in our face, while our lying news media continues, they all got the memo, continues to say that, you know, it's baseless. There's no evidence when there's just abundance of evidence. I mean, you know, I've been saying it on here for months. We're never going to have any kind of a republic, any kind of a representative government, anything other than this just massive, massive corruption, unless we actually have a legitimate news media. I mean, look at the cover-up of the Hunter Biden story. I mean, and on, Barr resigned this week. You know, horrible attorney general. In on it. You know, FBI, CIA. It really, you know, we knew that, we being the RBN listening audience, we knew the deep state, the swamp, it ran real deep. I mean, you know, it's got to run real deep to do these cover-ups, to cover up an event like 9/11. And it goes back a long way. I mean, JFK, USS Liberty, we know all of this. But to pull off you say pull it off. They're successfully right now, looks like, pulling it off. But I mean, everybody knows. Everybody knows. I talked to a gentleman yesterday from Greensboro. I didn't know if he would be, you know, at all politically inclined or whatsoever. Man, this dude, who's in his 60s, wide awake. Election totally rigged. They're not going to vaccinate me. And, you know, we got Pence being vaccinated on TV. It's such a rollout of just massive propaganda. And they're treating the people that, the first ones that get vaccinated, you know, they're heroes. They're giving them the celebrity treatment. I mean, these master manipulators know exactly how to propagandize the American people. I mean, they have to be experts in it to get us to where we're at now. It is really quite surreal to see where we find ourselves at. And, you know, I'll say it again, there is no get them later. Look, if Biden does go in and he gives amnesty and makes all the changes that he's going to do in the next 4 years or in the next 6 months and Kamala Harris to finish up the job, you're not going to have another thread-the-needle moment. And you're never going to have any kind of independent person that's going to put themselves most likely through what we saw in the last 4 years, whether you love, hate, or somewhere in between on Donald Trump. The goose will be cooked. So the next couple of weeks is going to, one, be very interesting to see how they unfold, and two, is going to tell us the story. I, for one, you know, to me, it's a no-brainer. If I was Donald Trump, I would just go for it. I would invoke the Insurrection Act and try to go after once and for all. But my faith's a little weak that that's going to happen. But we shall see. Maybe I'm wrong. I hope I'm wrong. And I know last week we had a lot of great phone calls, got a lot of email, about the Harry Vox clip that I played. Which from 2014, which was really interesting to see what he was saying they were going to do in 2014. They were going to get a pandemic out of the toolbox and make people wear a mask and use this. The globalists use this as their next mechanism of control and tyranny. And well, by golly, it certainly looks like that is alive and well and happening. Now, I mean, they're showing people on TV, I guess like in New York or somewhere up north where it's really, really, really cold. I can't remember what city they were in, but I think it was New York. But anyway, they're forcing people to eat outside, and it's like 3 feet of snow and stuff. I mean, you can see their breath. I mean, it's so ridiculous. And then some of them, they've let them put like bubble tents outside, and you can eat in the bubble tent outside, but you can't eat inside. I mean, and like I told you last week, If you have an auction, you can only have 10 people come to it if it's indoors. If it's outdoors, you can only have 25 people come to it in North Carolina. But I checked with my local Walmart. They can have 950 people in it. I mean, it's so absurd. It's just ridiculous what we're living in. But here we are. But there's groups out there that are trying to help. And since probably nobody's covered this story, I'm going to start off with this one. Breitbart carried this. I was a little bit surprised. The Southern Poverty Law Center provided funding to Fulton County, Georgia for 25 absentee ballot drop boxes to be used in the November 3rd general election. How do you like that? Absentee ballot drop boxes. The SPLC made the announcement of the $85,000 grant dated September 1st, 2020 to accomplish this by October 7th. Today, in response to the anticipated overwhelming number of absentee ballots that will be cast during the 2020 general election in November and service cuts to the U.S. Postal Service. Remember when the mainstream media cared so much about election integrity, they were accusing Donald Trump of trying to mess with the post office. The Southern Poverty Law Center announced it will provide funding to Fulton County, Georgia for the purchase of 25 absentee drop boxes to be distributed throughout the county. The SPLC also announced that it will mail over 1 million voters of color across all of 159 Georgia counties three separate times. Let me read that again. The SPLC also announced that it will mail over 1 million voters of color across all 159 Georgian counties three separate times. So we're going to do three mail-outs to everybody. First, with information on the online portal to facilitate absentee voting, then with a blank copy of the official Secretary of State application to request an absentee ballot, along with instructions for completing the submission by mail, and finally, a last reminder on absentee voting. Wow, the SPLC cares so much that they spent all this money to mail out mail-in ballots, and they even put drop boxes out in areas where you could get your ballot in the mail, and then you could just mosey on over and drop her into the drop box. Have you ever heard of any? We had like elections and stuff, like in the third grade and stuff, where people wrote on a piece of paper and dropped it in, you know, a jar, and that was more secure. A third grade class voting now, a kindergarten class, a preschool class in America, voting is a more secure method than the absurd, ridiculous, stupid, by design, corrupt system that now we live in, so that we can look like the joke to the world. Because with all of this technology and this massive military, we don't have the ability to even have an election system in this country that's not just the tantamount to the epitome of a clown system. That's what we've got. And here the SPLC is mailing out to people of color absentee mail-in ballots and putting drop boxes so they can drop them in there. I mean, could you even... What if you laid awake at night and you tried to come up with a more ridiculous system than we've got? I don't know. Texting in your vote, that may be more secure than mail and drop boxes, actually. I don't know. The organization's efforts are part of a multi-pronged strategy along with its Vote Your Voice campaign to eliminate as many barriers to the ballot box as possible in Georgia and across the Deep South. So, you know, where you have to show an ID to buy Sudafed or something. The left, which, you know, what the left likes to do is win. You know, they win. We can't have any voter ID. That's racist, because what they do is win. What the sickening, pathetic, worthless Republican Party does is lose. Oh, there's something that really matters. Ready the white flag erecting team. That's what we're good at. I mean, it just blows my mind. And you know, this week there was a report Mark Zuckerberg's $419 million nonprofit contributions improperly influenced the 2020 presidential election. So while you, Mr. John Doe voter, I forget what it is. I think you can contribute $2,700 to a campaign, a federal campaign. I think that's correct. Don't hold me to that. But old Mark Zuckerberg, well, by golly, he can contribute $419 million. I mean, the only people that would advocate for this ridiculous system that we've got is those that want a corrupt system. You know, the only people that would say, hey, it's fair for Mark Zuckerberg to donate money to Tom Tillis' Senate campaign here in North Carolina, even though he lives forever, but not in North Carolina. But, you know, your own constituents can only give $2,700, but these political action committees that actually control and run the entire electoral system through their donations, the money, of course, can practically just buy and sell the elections. Unbelievable. Well, I wanted to get this in. I don't know if I'll save it till after the break. How about this? Governor Cuomo signed legislation on Tuesday prohibiting the sale of Confederate flags on public property, including at state and local fairs. How about that? Cuomo is well aware such legislation is likely to fail a First Amendment test, but this did not deter him. I can't read where I got this at. Reason.com. The country faces a pervasive, growing attitude of intolerance and hate. What I've referred to in the body politics as an American cancer, he wrote, by limiting the display and sale of the Confederate flag, Nazi swastikas, and other symbols of hatred from being displayed or sold on state property, including state fairgrounds. This will help safeguard New Yorkers from the fear-instilling effects of these symbols. Now, Governor Cuomo that put the COVID patients in the nursing homes because he cares so much about people having hurt feelings that he wants to eliminate your First Amendment rights and ban the sale of the Confederate flag. I mean, yeah, the abortion stuff that he has done. I mean, he is super pro-abortion. And then look what he's done to just the state of New York over this COVID. I mean, but then here he's going to, he cares so much he's going to ban the Confederate flag. You know, after the Dillon Roof incident and Walmart quit selling the Confederate flag and South Carolina took it down at the state capitol, Nikki Haley, they took the Dukes of Hazzard off of TV, but then all the while these statues were being torn down, you know, complete acts of vandalism and destruction of public property, the people that, when the police did arrest someone, which was a rarity, they just let them loose. Some of them they gave scholarships to. There was no investigation of any, you know, hate crimes here, even though things were painted on some of these statues that were obviously would be considered, if it was reversed, it would certainly be considered hate. I mean, the hypocrisy is just unbelievable in this country. But we're seeing gigantic steps to where if you have any kind of political opinion that goes against the narrative, then you're deemed a racist, you're censored off Facebook, you're censored off of Twitter and these other platforms because they can't debate the argument, so they have to silence the arguer, you know, because they can't debate these facts that a lot of us advocate about, one, reverse discrimination, and that's a clear violation of the First Amendment. And it's went to the Supreme Court at least three times, and they've ruled each time that even hate speech itself is protected under the First Amendment. But this doesn't stop these rogue, renegade, tyrannical governors for doing whatever it is they want to do now in the age of the COVID-19 post-pandemic. All right, we're coming up on a break. You're listening to the Alternative Media Fair. I'm back in moments.
We've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Saying I am a conspiracy factualist, everyone else is a reality theorist. You know, Ann Coulter sometimes puts out some good articles, and I try to, once every week or two, go and check out her website. This past week, she put one out, and this is a perfect example of if you had a legitimate media, which we don't, this would not be coming out, whatever, 6 or 8 months later. You know, I reported the week that happened, the Breonna Taylor case, about the police shooting this nurse or whatever in her own apartment and had the wrong apartment. And, you know, that was what was being reported. And, you know, it led to riots. But listen to this. Remember the botched raid on Breonna's apartment in Louisville, Kentucky last March when police officers killed this innocent black woman as she slept peacefully in her bed? Pages there, yeah. Yes, apparently, without announcing themselves, the police smashed in the front door of the wrong apartment. Their warrant was for a man Brianna had dated eons ago and barely knew anymore, and whom they already had in custody. Assuming the police were home invaders, Brianna's boyfriend pulled out a gun. Again, police were at the wrong apartment, whereupon the officers opened fire, killing Brianna and wounding one of their own in friendly fire. Now, that's pretty much what we were told. You probably won't believe this, but it turns out none of that is true. Contrary to the repeated claim that the police had the wrong address and the wrong person, and the person was in custody, as Reverend Al Sharpton put it, the police were not at the wrong house at all. It seems that Brianna Taylor was knee-deep in criminal enterprises of her sometimes boyfriend, Jamarcus Glover, who was running a massive drug operation selling crack cocaine and fentanyl to the citizens of Louisville. The morning after Brianna was killed, for example, Jamarcus told his baby's mama on a police-recorded phone call, "This is what you got to understand. Don't take it wrong, but Bree been handling all my money. She been handling my money. She been handling stuff for me and cuz. It ain't just me." He detailed the amounts when an unidentified male got on the line saying, "Tell cuz Bree got down like 15 grand. She had 8 grand. I gave her the other day, and she picked up another 6 grand for me." And yet the media claimed that Brianna barely knew Jamarcus based on the family's lawyer, Sam Aguiar, saying that they had broken up 2 years earlier and only had a passive friendship. In addition to handling stuff for Jamarcus, Brianna had bailed Jamarcus out of jail, driven with him to a trap house where drugs were sold, allowed him to use her address, the site of the raid, for his mail, phone bills, bank accounts, and jail bookings, all of this happening in 2020. Remember, this event happened in March of 2020. Police GPS tracking showed that Jamarcus had been to Brianna's apartment 6 times in January alone and had called her from jail dozens of times after they had supposedly broken up. So, these are just a few reasons why the March 13th Louisville police plan to execute 4 simultaneous no-knock search warrants on homes associated with Jamarcus' drug operation. Although the warrants were written as no-knocks to protect the officers and prevent the destruction of evidence, the police did knock and announce themselves at Brianna's apartment. The officers say so. At least one neighbor broke with the community to admit he heard the police announce themselves. The media make the inane point that dozens of neighbors didn't hear the police announce themselves. Even Brianna's boyfriend says they knocked. "You're the bag woman for a major cocaine operation. There's loud banging on your door after midnight, and your reaction is, the last thing I imagined was that it could be the police." So I just wanted to get that in there quickly. I'm skipping through the story. You know, if you... and it's got a lot more of the phone conversations that happened at the police department between Jamarcus and various people, where he goes on to admit the depth of Brianna being involved in handling money and being involved in this drug ring. And for all of this, we had the riots that took place in Louisville, and for all of this, Brianna's family got $12 million from the city, while the people got months of riots. So I just wanted to share that really quickly, because it's just another, I mean, that's a perfect insight into the fact of how the mainstream media not only purposely incorrectly report the news, but by doing so, they actually manufacture the ability to create these riots in the streets. They are a co-conspirator to the fact of causing all of this massive destruction and, you know, people killed in these riots and hurt. I mean, it's just, it is something to really see. All right, coming up on a break, back in moments. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: "It's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel." Amazon customer: "Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it." Amazon customer: "Excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Kosher-tified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Studio running down the Insight News of the Week. One of the stories on Fox Business right now: Russia's alleged hack of the U.S. government. Here's what you need to know. I mean, you know, they parade out the boogeyman Russia every chance that they get. And here's, I mean, I never believe if the mainstream media is telling you that it's Russia, then you know it's everybody but. But anyway, agencies and businesses across the globe are still trying to make sense of the SolarWinds hack that may have been perpetrated by Russian agents. A U.S. official speaking on condition of anonymity said the hack was severe and extremely damaging, though no agency has been publicly blamed yet. While the full extent of the attack is unknown, the officials labeled it the worst hacking case in the history of America. They got into everything, the official added. The Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency on Sunday issued its fifth ever emergency directive, which mandated government users disconnect from SolarWinds. SolarWinds services some 300,000 clients, including government agencies and almost all Fortune 500 companies. Reuters first reported on the attack on Sunday, calling the hackers highly sophisticated. The report claims that the National Security Council convened at the White House on December 12th ahead of issuing the emergency directives. On Sunday, SolarWinds first notified some 33,000 of its customers that an outside nation state had found a backdoor into some updated versions of Orion. So, you know, it's almost got to where we see so much of this anymore until, you know, I don't think it certainly doesn't shock anybody anymore. That's really the new normal. For everybody to be driven to something that's internet-based to do any of your banking or anything that you want to do, which, of course, you know, people that's been doing this for a while, listening to this broadcast and listening to many others, I mean, it is amazing how they have changed things in the internet. Of course, we all know about the censorship, YouTube, and these platforms, but also the information that used to be on the internet, whatever topic you might want to pick, whether it be the Holocaust or 9/11 or the USS Liberty, that type of thing. There's just troves of information that you used to have access to that's been completely, I guess, just whitewashed off the internet because so many people was using this to educate themselves about facts that, you know, you're never going to be educated on by watching television, that's for darn sure. Just like the Breonna Taylor case there, practically no one is going to know that was a completely, completely different story than what the mainstream media reported because, well, mainstream media is not going to report it. You know, they're going to leave the narrative that they pushed that caused all of the problems as the official story, and it's really a massive amount of control that they have. Now, you can say, well, but, you know, anybody can go read Ann Coulter and this and that. Yeah, but it's just like, you know, it's just like Tony and VaccineHoax.com. That website's there, and there's a massive amount of information, and I urge everyone to check it out. I was looking at it a couple of days ago. But, you know, a lot of people don't know to go look for vaccine hoax because NBC's Nightly News is certainly not going to mention vaccinehoax.com. So the people's got to want to educate themselves. And hopefully, I think, you know, if there's a silver lining to any of this, I think the American people, the normies out here, maybe that never tune into any kind of Patriot radio or any of that kind of stuff, they have had a front row seat at 4 years of nothing but mainstream media lying, mainstream media manipulation, government corruption. And so I think there's actually multitudes, tens of thousands of people that are seeing maybe for the first time or a much clearer picture of what we're really living in and what the depth of corruption the federal government has. You know, I think it was Todd Herman was filling in for Rush Limbaugh, and I caught just a little bit of that. And, I mean, you know, he was making some really good points about the corruption of the election and discussing the fake news. So, you know, that's – even though, you know, I always give my disclaimer because somebody wants to email and say – talk trash about Rush Limbaugh, which there's plenty of trash to talk about. He was for the wars. I mean, it might have been Dan in Washington, but someone was calling in and was really laying out, you know, Rush Limbaugh for many of the opinions that he held and views that he pushed that certainly have hurt us. But here of late, it's been a little different. An audit of Dominion voting machines used in Michigan concluded that the systems are designed to perpetrate election fraud, supporting President Donald Trump's claim of irregularities. State officials have criticized the report. The court ordered a forensic audit carried out by Allied Security Operations Group found that Dominion systems in Antrim County, Michigan, recorded a shocking 68% error rate while tabulating votes. The report noted that the faulty software far exceeds the allowable election error rate of 0.0008% set by the Federal Election Commission. Shockingly, the auditors claim that the widespread errors were a feature, not a bug, stating that the voting system intentionally generates a higher number of ballot errors, which can then be used to manipulate the vote tally. So, you know, right there it is, but we didn't, you know, we didn't see any of that on the mainstream media. I may come back to that story. I want to play audio number one here. This is one-on-one with Jeff Dornick, and he is interviewing Lieutenant General McHenry, and I want you to hear what he has to say. Let's go ahead and play audio number one, please, Ken. It's 205
to 11. Delighted to be with you, Jeff. Thank you very much.
Of course. And, you know, so I wanted to start off really quick with, you know, with dealing with everything that we're seeing, everything that's going on right now. What do you think that we need to do moving forward right now? Because we're dealing with this election being stolen. We're dealing with, you know, essentially a coup going on right now within our government. What needs to happen right now in order to nip this in the bud and make sure that this does not continue on?
Well, the president has already declared on the 20th of November of this year a national emergency. And that's what it is. And the American people must understand that this is a national emergency, more dangerous and more serious to the republic than the Civil War. And I say that because everybody knew when we had a war going on the danger and what had happened. Now, the average American is not familiar with that. Many believe that Vice President Biden is the president-elect, which is not true yet. But the fact is this was the most massive cyber warfare attack in history on our voting system. And they don't understand that because, unfortunately, the founding fathers did not know anything about cyber warfare and didn't put it in the Constitution. However, what they did know, and like the oath of office I took after 35 years in the Air Force, when I entered the Air Force, was to support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. They understood foreign and domestic. And they put tools in the tool chest for the American people and the voters to take action on. Now, they have a Supreme Court of the United States, and they put in the opportunity for states like Texas to appeal to the Supreme Court because they were defrauded of fair voting in other states, which would impact them. Unfortunately, the Supreme Court, SCOTUS, if you will, declined to take that, even though there were 18 states supporting them. Now, as we're driving down, because I'm trying to shape it for our listeners to understand where we are, is this, and we've seen it in the states where you have both state courts, Supreme Courts, and federal courts, that the judges are not doing their job. They're not getting in and examining it. Although yesterday, the Michigan judge ordered the release of the data on the Dominion scoring machines, showing how these machines that are in 30 states can be manipulated to get an answer that a competitor wants rather than what actually happened. So you can change the votes in the machines. That is cyber warfare. Now, what I'm familiar with, and the reason I got involved in this, and I'm leading to where your answer goes, was on the 1st of November, I was informed that a old CIA program called Hammer and Scorecard were going to be used in this election. I went on the Steve Bannon show on 2 November around 2 o'clock in the afternoon or so. Sidney Powell was a co-host with Steve Bannon, and I predicted what was going to happen, that they were going to, if you will, think of Hammer like your iPhone, and then all those applications you have on your iPhone, one of them manipulates scores to come out to the advantage of what the manipulator wants. In this particular case, they always would come out 3% higher than what Trump had. So they were using that in other states, as well as the Dominion. Dominion appears to be the more dominant since it was used in all the battleground states. Now, what does the president have to do? He's got three cases up in front of the Supreme Court now, according to Sidney Powell. We have to see if the Supreme Court is going to have the courage to look into these cases. If most honest, all honest people that have seen the corruption that went on in Georgia when they kicked everybody out, then they were pulling suitcases from underneath the table and stuffing them in and stuffing the ballots and all that. In all the cases, for instance, Pennsylvania mailed out 1.8 million ballots, mail-in ballots, to its residents. Pennsylvania got back, Jeff, 2.5 million ballots. That's 700,000 more than they mailed out. Somebody had a printing press. You've heard about the driver that drove 288,000 ballots from New York down to Pennsylvania. So there are a whole host of cases that are very easy to understand. I'm not in the voting business. I'm a military analyst, but I also run a edge cloud business, a cloud company, and I'm intimately familiar with cyber warfare, and this is right up my alley. So that's why I'm looking at this and seeing it. Now, I believe the president has got to exhaust the efforts with the Supreme Court of the United States. And then the founding fathers, unbeknownst to them, they put in some tools that the president, the chief executive, could use, the constitutional, in case the courts became crooked. I'll say it very candidly. If they become corrupt, if they become crooked, the founding fathers put in things. And what they are is, Jeff, number one, he gave them executive order authority. And when we started this out, I talked about the executive order declaring a national emergency because of Chinese Communist Party involvement in this election. And there are certain measures that can be taken. The other measures that can be taken are the Insurrection Act that was in the 1860s that came up. The next tool that he gave us is was military tribunals and martial law. Now, I'm going to talk to the president must implement these harsh constitutional measures if the Supreme Court doesn't take this up, if they deny their responsibilities and don't accept them, then these are the measures I'm taking up. And finally, the habeas corpus, which I believe the president should suspend. And I'll tell you why in all these things. And I believe I mentioned military tribunals.
Yep.
That's if our judicial system doesn't work, we have the military do it. Now, those are the tools that are constitutional. Are they harsh? Yes, they are. But they are if we have failures of the government to act appropriately. And we have seen countless cases. Biden mentioned yesterday in his speech that we've used all the tools and we failed. No, the people that were supposed to take the appropriate action failed. Those judges, they failed in their responsibility to look into this. And what the average American now with the telecommunications and television and Skype and all the tools we now have could very easily see the corruption that went on in this election. President Trump won in a landslide. Now, I am doing this as a private citizen. I'm not connected to the administration, but I'm doing it in accordance with my oath of office to support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. I became aware on the 1st of November that there was going to be a cyber warfare campaign, and Sidney Powell has said it is a cyber warfare Pearl Harbor, and that's exactly what it is, except we knew about Pearl Harbor. We had movies that people could see, and the ships sunk and burning, et cetera, et cetera. This we don't have. And it's a massive effort. It's massive. There's so many people involved. It's the same people, though, that we've spent the last 3 years, the president has, and we've seen on television, avoiding them. The Russian collusion people, the Mueller report, the impeachment over a phone call, all these acts. And when you bundle them together on the fraudulent voting that we have, and you bundle all of this, you're seeing high treason committed against the United States and the American people, against you and I. And that's why I say the president must be prepared to initiate those actions, the executive order, which he's already initiated, the Insurrection Act, and the Insurrection Act and martial law. And why is that? We know what Black Lives Matter and Antifa are going to do, don't we? Look at what they did in Seattle. Look what they've done in Portland and doing today. Look at what they did in New York. Look at what they've done in Washington, D.C., and all these states. They are primed and ready to go. The Red Chinese have gone.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
So again, that was Freedom One-on-One with Jeff Dornick, which I'm not familiar with, but the only voice you heard there for the most part was Lieutenant General McInerney, which I thought was, a lot of these generals are putting out a lot of truth. And, of course, the mainstream media is practically giving Donald Trump now the media blackout. You don't see or hear from him. Now, back to the RT.com story. That's where you have to go to find anything. About the audit of the Dominion voting machines used in Michigan, the auditors claimed that the widespread errors were a feature, not a bug, stating that the voting system intentionally generates a high number of ballot errors, which can then be used to manipulate the vote tally. The preliminary report also found that there were attempts to tamper with evidence. Analysts revealed that on November 21st, an unauthorized user unsuccessfully attempted to zero out election results. The auditor said the report also found that all security logs from election day and the days prior to and after November 3rd had vanished. But, you know, there's no credible information of voter fraud. The probe was conducted at the behest of Michigan's 13th Circuit Judge Kevin Elsenheimer as part of a case alleging that a widely reported incident in which thousands of votes that flipped to Democrat Joe Biden in Antrim County was the result of more than just human error. Elsenheimer released the audit's findings on Monday after officials withdrew their objections. And, of course, mainstream media didn't cover any of this. Trump, who has repeatedly accused Dominion systems of tampering with the presidential election, described the report as big, big news. And this is him speaking. Dominion voting machines are a disaster all over the country. Changed the results of a landslide election. Can't let this happen. Thank you for the genius, bravery, and patriotism of the judge. Should get a medal. He wrote, so here is just, a report that lays out, they did an audit and lays out the massive voter fraud. But here we are. I will say again, the next several weeks is going to possibly be some of the most interesting in our lives. So, coming up on the top of the hour, I'm going to take phone calls all next hour. 512-248-8252. 512-248-8252. If you'd like to call in, I got several other news stories I'd like to share. But, you know, I opened up talking about how things has changed at Christmas. You know, there's a lot of things that's changed. You used to, as, you know, a youth, teenager, young 20s, whatever, people would go hang out at the mall. But now the mall has curfews. It has massive security because there's beatings and robberies and I think even a rape every once in a while outside and inside the mall. So the malls all across America have become starting to become extinct because of the massive amounts of crime and violence that we now have in our society. And, you know, it's what's really interesting is they paint all of this as, you know, as a society, things just keep getting better. But if you look at the statistics, if you look around at you, our society is just in rapid decline. Coming up on the top of the hour break, back in moments.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Please view, like, and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Stop Terrorism. please contact us if you or anyone you know who wants to be on our show at thetruthpharmacy@gmail.com. Keep it real. Take the red pill.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.